following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are brought to you by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Book your getaway today at SoaringEagleCasino.com and also download the Eagle Access app. And they now have live sports wagering inside the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub inside Soaring Eagle in Mount Pleasant. And if you want to get an update and buy tickets to all the great indoor shows, find out about the promotions and the giveaways, go to SoaringEagleCasino.com and download that Eagle Access app. Tuesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time to get together on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show. 19 stations strong for the one close to you. Go to thehugeshow.net. There you can also find the station where you live, work, travel, and listen to the free stream weekdays between 3 and 6. And on the iHeart app, search The Huge Show. And you can listen live anywhere in the world where you get mobile service. I just had to pause for a moment. I am looking at some breaking news happening here within the hour. That Michigan and five former staffers have reached an agreement with the NCAA Committee on Infractions for penalties regarding an ongoing investigation into recruiting and coaching violations committed by the program. The violations involve illicit recruiting and coaching during the COVID-19 dead period, according to a notice of allegations handed out by the NCAA in December. The school faced four level two violations regarding staffers, along with a level one allegation against then coach Jim Harbaugh. The violations involved texting during the dead period, analysts performing on-field coaching, and coaches watching workouts over Zoom during the shutdown. Michigan also agreed the allegations constituted a violation of head coach responsibility after Harbaugh failed to cooperate with investigators. As part of the agreement, Michigan and its former staff members agreed to several penalties. One coach declined to participate in the negotiated resolution process, leaving it formally open. They didn't identify the coach. That has to be Harbaugh, I would think. And again, we'll get with the Wolverine.com crew for the latest on that. So here's what it looks like in terms of the penalties against Michigan and what they agreed to. And remember, they took the three-game suspension of Harbaugh last fall. Michigan will serve 3 years probation. Michigan will pay a fine and face recruiting restrictions. The coaches involved will face a one-year show cause order. Michigan received an initial copy of the notice of allegations in January 2023, but managed to slow down the process enough that the 2023 team was not impacted. Harbaugh fought the allegations that he failed to cooperate during his tenure at Michigan. So what's interesting here is that after the season, Harbaugh left Michigan for the LA Chargers, and Michigan drops its defense of the charges. The resolution only addresses the alleged violations against Michigan regarding improper contact. A separate NCAA investigation into Michigan regarding sign stealing and illegal recording surrounding former staff member Connor Stallions remains open. Clayton Safey from the Wolverine.com is standing by. I want to get his thoughts on this. Again, the coaches weren't identified, and the report did say one coach did not agree to the resolution on the show cause order. Clayton and the Wolverine.com team following this story. So, Clayton, what's the latest on this?
Yeah, I think a big distinction to make as well, or at least a detail to add, is that none of the, like you said, they didn't identify the five coaches that were named here, or not named, but listed unnamed. But we are told as well by Michigan that they will not, nobody currently on the staff will serve a suspension for any games or anything like that. So, some of them former coaches, some of them left, a couple of years ago. I think one of them might be Mike McDonald, who's now the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. So I don't think he has anything to worry about there. But, beyond the five individuals who received a show cause, you look at, a recruiting, a probation, which, they didn't define in the report or the release, as well as, a fine, which, really shouldn't do that much harm to Michigan. So you're right. The most interesting part to me was the part about Jim Harbaugh, where it's, I think they were probably going to protect him more if he was still Michigan's coach. Certainly would believe that. But it seems like they kind of are distancing themselves a little bit and decided to say, yeah, we agree with you in this negotiated resolution that he did not cooperate with the original investigation, which is, really the thing that Harbaugh's been contending for about over a year now, is that he did cooperate properly. So I thought that was an interesting shift by Michigan. And Harbaugh's attorney, Tom Mars, expressed some frustration with that on social media.
Clayton Safey, you can follow this story at thewolverine.com. It was interesting. The one coach did not agree to a resolution. That had to be Harbaugh. It had to be Harbaugh.
Yeah, I think so. And it sounds like so now that'll go to kind of its own, separate either hearing or, even
good.
Yeah.
Because I don't like this. I don't like how Michigan just ran the bus over the guys that left. I don't like that at all. But, so be it. Those guys moved on. Harbaugh's in the NFL. Clayton, I do got to get to Ken Cal on the Wings win last night, but I appreciate the update, what you're hearing. There'll be more on this story, I assume, from Ballas, Anthony Broom, yourself, and the Wolverine.com team coming up here within the next hour.
Absolutely. Take care.
All right, Clayton Safey, checking in. Yeah. When I read through the story, and I saw it just before the show began, for them just to kind of run over the bus one final time on Harbaugh shows, in my mind, Ward Manuel's dislike for the dude. That you didn't want to fight for his reputation. You don't want to fight for a man who won three Big Ten championships. You don't want to fight in an NCAA world where Hunter Dickinson reportedly is getting $500,000 to $800,000 for pay to play. But Michigan has four minor violations, and one violation they agreed to is that Harbaugh didn't cooperate. So I guarantee that coach, and it's my opinion, I'll say that, I won't guarantee. My opinion is the coach who's going to sit there and fight it still will be Jim Harbaugh. And Michigan didn't have his back. Just total BS. It is. Oh, well, we need to move on. No, you don't. This wasn't a SMU cheating scandal. It wasn't Tressel and the cheaters at Ohio State. This was total BS, and he already served a three-game suspension for it. And he served three games for the Connor Stallion stuff, which, by the way, has anybody identified Connor Stallions on the CMU sidelines yet? Still waiting for that. Michigan never fought for Harbaugh. Ward Manuel never fought for Harbaugh. And Ward gets his guy in, and he's happy. Total BS. Total BS. He just bowed down and kissed the ring of the NCAA, which is the worst administrative organization that the world of sports has ever seen. Oh, Harbaugh cheated. He didn't cooperate because he can't remember if he bought someone lunch. Lunch. Do you see the money some of these guys are getting? They're listing money for recruits. They're listing what a recruit is worth. It's not name, image, and likeness. It's pay to play. It's the same NCAA that banned Tony Anise from the Grand Valley game. because they celebrated in the locker room and somebody lit up a cigar, but it's okay for Joe Burrow to have a cigar when LSU wins a national championship. The NCAA, the National Communist Athletic Association. That's my huge opinion, and I'm sticking with it. And Michigan ended the Harbaugh era by backing up the maize and blue bus over his ass. Jesus. You know, and they take four minor violations and they make the major one, and Michigan admitting that Harbaugh didn't cooperate. Admitting on behalf of Harbaugh, siding with the NCAA. It's crazy. TheWolverine.com will have more on that story. I will say last night I was out and about. And I went a little old school where I grabbed a quick bite to eat. I sat in my car and on our flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids, they're part of the Wings Radio Network. I had a chance to listen to the third period in the overtime. And when the third period started, they're down 4-2. And I'm like, oh boy. And there was something about the crowd, something about Ken Cal Paul Woods on the Wings Radio Network where I'm like, they're not out of this. And then they tie it up in the final minute and they win it in OT, and I get goosebumps not only from the call from Ken Cal and Paul Woods, which I'll have later for you. Superfly is going to put that up on the hot pad. But just the crowd in the end. And yeah, they go into tonight, and if they can win in Montreal and Washington loses at Philly, the Wings are going to get a playoff spot. And Ken Cal's call was historic last night, and Ken is standing by on the Meyer guest line here on the huge show across Michigan. Kenny, how you doing?
Well, I'm recovering from last night. It was a late night coming to Montreal, but man alive, you're right. That crowd was unbelievable last night, and just the crowd's will to have this team win was something else. And you know, this is a special team, and we don't know if they're going to make the playoffs or not. We certainly hope that that'll be the case. But I'll tell you what, this is a never-say-die team right now. They've got 13 wins, come-from-behind wins in the third period. I mean, they just never give up and didn't look good in the third period, halfway through the third last night, but they found a way to win.
Yeah, amazing. Just, and I loved the little old-school flavor of listening, not to a complete game, but I caught the third period in OT on our flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. I think they'll have the Montreal Wings game tonight, and it was just fantastic, Ken. You're a top-shelf pro, and Paul Woods cheering when they scored in overtime. He hasn't cheered like that since he saw grass in northern Canada.
I think the last time I saw him raise his hands that high after Raymond scored the game-winning goal in overtime was probably when Billy Lahead scored that game-winner in 1978 as the Red Wings beat at the Atlanta Flames and advanced to play Montreal. But yeah, it was pretty exciting last night, and you know, things weren't looking good. But that crowd was unbelievable. And you know, I talked to Derek Lalonde today, and he mentioned this after the game last night. A couple of fans threw some octopi out onto the ice, and it was at the perfect time because the Red Wings were gassed, and they needed Larkin, and they needed DeBrincat, and all the big-time players, Raymond, out there on the ice. And that really gave them an extra, what I want to call, TV timeout. It gave them a chance to catch their breath and gave them the opportunity to come back and win that game. So, you know, I give an assist to the crowd last night, and so does Newsy.
Ken Cal, voice of the Wings. Yeah, Paul Woods, I just loved it. With your call, you're going crazy. Your signature, high-pitched. Oh, my God, can you believe it? And then Paul, it's like 9 months of winter, and he finally saw the lake's not frozen in Canada. It was a beautiful thing. And the one thing I will say where this team is different, and I talked about this the last couple of weeks, compared to when, no matter what happens tonight, whether Washington wins, Philly wins, Wings win, Wings lose in Montreal, that this team has really showed that they are different from teams that have failed to make the playoffs, that this team has grit, fight, they're doing it to the end, and they could end up losing on a tiebreaker to get in, right?
Yeah, you're right about that. You know, the other good thing, though, is that Philly's got something to play for because they still have an outside chance to make the playoffs. So that's an important game. It's not like Philly has nothing to play for, and you know, Washington goes in there and wins easily. But you know, it's going to be a battle there. So you know, the Red Wings they need some help tonight, but also they have to take care of business here in Montreal. And this is a disappointing Montreal team. I mean, they thought they had this game won. And what a third period it was for Detroit. So, you know, it all comes down to the 82nd game of the season, and I give the Red Wings a lot of credit this year for how far they've come. You're seeing some maturity from some of the younger guys, especially a guy like Lucas Raymond, who I think over the last month and a half, Huge, has just put this team on his back. And, you know, he's a leading point getter on this team. He's got 31 goals on the season. He trails Dylan Larkin. But Larkin and Raymond have been really good, and so is Mo Sider. The younger guys on this team are really picking up and carrying the load, and that's a good sign to see in the years to come.
I'd also like to send a note of congratulations to the Boston Bruins for totally laying down, not wanting to face the Wings in the playoffs with their 16-shot performance in the 2-0 loss to the Caps last night. Thank you, Boston. You're really a hockey town east. Yeah, thank you so much. And you know, the good thing is, you mentioned the Flyers playing for something. They didn't play last night. Caps did play in beating the Bruins 2-0. So you're going to have a rested Flyers team if the Wings can take care of business in Montreal.
Well, you're right about that. But that goaltender for Washington has been terrific. I mean, Lindgren's been really good. And he almost had a shutout against Detroit if it wasn't for Kane's goal with 1 second to go. So I can't figure out that Washington team, Huge. I mean, it's like some games they look really good, and other games they don't look good. And I don't know which team's going to show up. Hopefully it's the second version, that they won't be very good tonight. And, again, hopefully the Red Wings can take care of business here in Montreal. It's the 82nd game of the season. We don't know if the season's going to continue for Detroit, but I get the feeling right now, like, we just don't want this to end. And you know, things have been going so well for the Red Wings towards the end of the season here in a battle to make the playoffs, that you want to see it continue. Because if they do get into the playoffs, and we've seen it before, the way the magic has been for this Red Wing team, they could pull up an upset. You know, they could face New York and they could beat this team, you know, and you never know. You just got to get there, and hopefully tonight that'll happen for Detroit.
That's why not you, but I have my conspiracies about Wings would be like, I think, weren't the Panthers the 8 seed a year ago? I think they were. Well, yeah, they were the 8 seed a year ago. You don't want the Wings, especially the way they've been playoff ready for nearly 3 weeks, right? It's felt like playoff hockey since that Nashville game in Nashville.
Well, you're right about that. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if that's an advantage or a disadvantage, but I would think that it's an advantage because you're already playing meaningful games and you're on a high going into the playoffs. So the Red Wings, if they get in, they could be a dangerous team. Now, they'd face the New York Rangers in the first round, but they've had struggles against New York this year. But for the most part, all those games have been close. And again, all the regular season statistics, when you go into the playoffs, get thrown out the windows. I've seen where teams were the best power play team, but then they start off in the playoffs going 0-10. I mean, it's just about matchups, and it's about momentum and everything else. And that's why playoffs are different than the regular season. So you never know.
His name is Ken Kell. And before you go, Ken, I want the audience to hear. I want to hold on for a second here, Ken. I want the audience to hear what I heard last night sitting in my truck.
Gustav Spear hands it back. Now to Brinkett. Over the blue line to Dylan Larkin. Now to Raymond. He shoots. He scores! Oh, my goodness! Lucas Raymond wins the game for Detroit in overtime! Final score, Red Wings 5, Montreal 4, and Lucas Raymond has done it again.
It's almost kind of, because it wasn't a playoff game, I can't go Dickerson with Maglio and his homer to put him in the series. If it was a playoff game, I'd go there, Kim, but that is really top shelf.
Well, I'll tell you what, the tying goal was something to believe, or, you know, like hard to believe too. And, you know, the play that gets missed on that game-tying goal by Raymond is how Gostis Bear jumped up at the blue line on a clearing attempt to keep that play alive and to keep the puck in the zone. It allowed the Red Wings to regroup, and then Raymond scored the tying goal. And, you know, that was something. You don't get to overtime unless Raymond ties it, right? And he had a good shot on Montembeau, and I'll tell you, the place went crazy there at Little Caesars Arena, and that's a good sign. We haven't seen that in Detroit since the days of Joe Louis Arena, and it was just so nice that we had a big crowd on Fan Appreciation Night, and they all went home happy and well-deserved. I mean, this has been a really good season for Detroit, and hopefully, you know, there'll be better things to come, but business isn't taken care of yet. We got to do, you know, the job tonight. Remley's got to win this game, and we got our fingers crossed, hopefully, huge, that this team can make the playoffs and give the fans in Detroit a couple more games in the postseason.
Yeah, the way it's set up, just the Wings have to win, get two, and if the Caps get one, whether it goes to OT and they would lose or goes to a shootout, they get one and the Wings get two, the Wings are in, correct?
That's exactly right. Now, if the Red Wings lose, and if the Red Wings lose, they're out. But if the Red Wings lose, Washington loses, Philadelphia has the tiebreaker, I believe. It has to go down to four tiebreakers. So they still have an opportunity
wow.
to cash in. So it's going to go down to the final seconds. And what's amazing is that all the games tonight start at 7 o'clock. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of scoreboard watching, I think, on the bench as well.
I know I will be. I'll be watching on Valley Sports Detroit or listening in the Grand Rapids area on our flagship station, 96.1 The Game, and also checking my apps for the score out of Philly. Ken, have a great call tonight. We are blessed, as Bob Kaser tweeted out, with Mickey and Ken Daniels on TV, and you and Paul Woods, and even Kaser and Larry Figurski with the Wings Top Farm affiliate in Grand Rapids with the Griffins. Hockey fans at the pro level are extremely blessed inside the Wings organization. We are.
Well, I even texted Bob Kaser today. He sent me a nice text about last night's game. And I said, Bob, you're part of this too. You called 25 games when I was out and I couldn't call any hockey games. So he's a big part of everything here too in the hockey family here in Detroit. So I thank him for filling in for me. He did a great job. And again, huge tonight. I think you're going to have to sit out in your truck or in your car and listen to the third period.
I will. They'll be lucky. You got all of a sudden the Illich family will get me a new truck to sit in outside of LCA all the way through the playoffs. You guys win the Stanley Cup, and I listen to every third period in my truck. It could be a GMC. Yeah, UConn could be a deal there with GMC. I think they're connected to the Wings. Kenny, thank you so much. Bob Kaser did text me. Hey, Bill, because I work 25 games, if they win it all, do I get a ring? I don't know,
Absolutely.
Bob. I'll have to text him back.
I would put in for it. I would say, hey, why not?
Yeah, why not? I'll type this back. Bob, probably you pay half of it. They'll pay the other. I love it. He did sound good, and I'm glad you're feeling better and everything worked out for you, Ken. Go get them tonight with Paul, and let's hope the Flyers need the Rocky theme. Need the Rocky theme playing in the clubhouse. You need that. You need the Rocky theme starting your broadcast with the Rocky theme.
Well, hey, the other thing, too, is, and we're excited about the Griffins going into the playoffs, and I can't tell you how much that means to all the youngsters in the organization to gain that valuable experience. So we're hoping that the Griffins go far in the playoffs, too, and who knows, maybe Bob will get a chance to call another Calder Cup championship.
Man, and maybe you'll get a chance at the Wings as an 8 seed. You never know in playoff hockey that they'll get back not only in Stanley Cup playoffs, but back at the Stanley Cup Finals. They have to take care of business tonight, and Philly needs to win at home against Washington. Ken Cal, voice of your Detroit Red Wings, one final game tonight in La Montreal. I hope they get a W. Kenny, thanks for your time.
All right, bonsoir, Mr. Huge.
Yeah, au revoir. C'est pas fait. Does your dog bad? Thank you, Ken. Live French class was awesome.
There you go.
Yeah, French. I do good fake accents where people will ask me if I know. Like, who is she there? So they're like, what is he saying? I go, it's fake French. I tried French class in high school. That lasted a week, and I said I was having trouble reading the book, and they threw me in wood shop. It was one of your electives, right? Because you couldn't. I think they stopped gym like when you were a junior. I mean, gym was a must. PE, you'd smell the rest of the day, then put on underarm deodorant. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you, Superfly Hayes, getting Ken Cal and getting, I mean, his call, folks. Come on, this is legendary.
Gustav Spear hands it back. Now to Brinkett. Over the blue line to Dylan Larkin. Now to Raymond. He shoots. He scores!
Wings in Montreal tonight, Washington in Philly. Hopefully tomorrow we're talking about the Wings in the playoffs. I do have a message from the Ilitch's other team, the Detroit Tigers. If you want to save 15% on tickets for select games April and May, go to tigers.com/huge show. That's tigers.com/huge show. You'll save 15% on tickets. And Marty Boer in the Michigan Sports Network. Marty says there's a lot of great stories with the ticket winners from all across Michigan. It shows we are a network. All you have to do to get into the weekly drawing and tell Marty a story after you win, you can't do it beforehand. Story, you can't make up a story like, you know, my kid got eaten by an alligator and we used to love going to baseball. It doesn't work. So just text Tigers to 21,000. That's Tigers to 21,000, and you'll be in the weekly drawings through the end of May for Tigers tickets. You'll be notified via text. You'll get your tickets via text. It's simple and easy. And if you're a winner and Marty texts you, you can tell him a story. Like, you know what? I haven't been to a Tigers game because I've been in jail for 40 years. Bill, we got a great story from Oscar in Freeland. For four decades, he had to listen to the Tigers in prison, and we gave him tickets. Also, Marty said, Bill, will you remind everybody that Matt Shepard is now hosting X's and Bros weekday mornings, 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. on the Michigan Sports Network, including our flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids, 100.9 FM The Mitt. Love that. Love that station name. And the Ben guy. You know, when I take some vacation, we got to get Ben to fill in. He does the payoff weeknights at 6, local show in Midland Bay City, Saginaw. He's talented. We got to get him to fill in. Give him statewide network ability. Plus, he looks like he's like 6'11". Seriously, he might be 7'6". Also up north on AM 1340, The Ticket, 104.7, Charlevoix, Petoskey to the Bridge. That place up there loves the Huge Show. And now they can hear Matt Shepard, the former TV voice of the Tigers and the former play-by-play voice of Michigan Hoops back in the day with Beeline. You can hear him now 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. on the Michigan Sports Network and listen at MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Paul Woods was on the other side of that call with the Wings. Down 4-2 going into the third, 4-1 in the game. Win it in OT, keep their season alive. He's in Montreal with Ken Cal, and Paul Woods will join us next.
From Petoskey to Detroit, this show is huge.
Get ready to win big every Friday in April during Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort's 43rd gaming anniversary. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., two winners will receive $500 in premium play. Then at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 cash. The celebration doesn't stop there. On April 26th at 10 p.m., one lucky player will take home the grand prize of $43,000 cash. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here with a special thank you to three of our partners who are helping bring the 313 NFL Draft Party on Thursday, April 25th to life in downtown Detroit. Josh Garvey and the team at Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. Josh is a great man, and that company is doing great things. Josh heads up the GR office. Also, Matt Golden, the CEO of the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. They're set to open up both courses at the end of the month, and you can book a stay-and-play package. Or if you want to take care of business and mix in a little pleasure on the golf course, great food, beverages, go to TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. Book your stay-and-play package or schedule your next event less than an hour north of GR. And also to the team at Coppercraft Distillery. They're the home of Honolulu Blue. If you're a Lions fan, you need to be drinking Honolulu Blue. Thanks for your help with the 313 Draft Party.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Bill Simonson here for Roast Umber Coffee. It's a farm-direct coffee sourced from Central American farmers and roasted in Grand Rapids. And their Nitro Cold Brew Coffee is a convenient and healthy option with no sugar or additives. So if you want a great coffee or energy drink to power you through your morning and your day, it's available in ground or whole bean or in cans. More information on the website and direct delivery to your door at roastumber.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Show is back live across Michigan on a Tuesday broadcast presented by the incredible Soarin' Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Book your getaway today. Also, download the Eagle Casino and Sportsbook app. You can get in on the action on the NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball, and more. PGA Tour, which, by the way, Rory McIlroy set the record straight with Golf Channel. There were reports last night and this morning that he was on the verge of accepting an $850 million offer from the LIV Golf Tour. He said he will play the rest of his days on the PGA Tour, which, again, did the PGA, through that $3 billion hedge fund, have some money for him? Probably. But he will spend the rest of his playing days on the PGA Tour. There was talk of $850 million. Reportedly, Tiger turned down close to a billion when the LIV Tour first launched. Just had Ken Cal on. Want to bring Paul Woods in from Montreal. What a game last night. We had Paul and Ken with that call. I listened in my truck to the third period when it began. They're down 4-2. The crowd, the roar. You and Kenny, Paul, it was a thing of beauty through the overtime winner.
Yeah, it's magic, huge, you know, and it just you get yourself in that environment, and just to be part of it, just to be able to see it and to feel it and the noise of the crowd, as you mentioned, and just the effort of the team and stuff and coming out on the right side of it and so many twists and turns. It was something else, and we're getting ready for round two tonight against those same Canadians.
You know, I mentioned to Ken that, and I've talked about this on air in some of my huge opinions, that when people are like, oh, this is just going to be Lalonde, like Blash, like all these other teams, I said, no, this team has grit. They have some leadership. Picking up Kane was so instrumental. DeBrincat coming in. This team is different, and they're showing it here at the end. Regardless of what happens tonight, both in Philly and in Montreal, they're as close to being like those playoff teams that we have witnessed for decades in Detroit.
You nailed it, Huge. You know, and they sort of actually, in my opinion, they sort of got a feel, but I'm like, the Detroit Lions are just a very likable team. Like, they just they compete extremely hard, and they play together as a group. And you've got those 13 comeback wins to your credit, and not many teams in the NHL can match against that. So they don't like losing. They do everything they possibly can. And the way I look at Huge, too, is I always compare, like, this team this year compared to last year's team. If we played last year's team in the playoff series, we beat them 4 consecutive games. And that's the same the year before that, too. So Steve Yzerman and his management team, they've improved the team right up to the point now where we're a very competitive team in the National Hockey League, and we can play against anybody. And I was just figuring something out. Of the 11 players he had in the offseason, 9 of them have made major contributions to the Red Wings in different kinds of ways. But they've all been good to pickups and good teammates. So we're definitely heading in the right direction. And we just got to finish the job and get a little bit of help out of town tonight.
Yeah, and by the way, Montreal has a second worst home record behind Columbus in the East. It's the Wings needed the W and the 2 points, and then Washington and Philly. Philly's still with an outside chance to get in, so it should be a playoff feel in Philly. Plus, they're arrested. Washington played Pitt last night. It's lining up, and again, you still have to play the Canes, but I kind of have a good vibe going in to 7 p.m. when they're going to drop the puck in Philly and also in Montreal.
Yeah, I'm with you too, Doug. It's got a good feeling about it. I just think, you know, when teams are this deeply committed and they play that hard and refuse to lose, that something good usually happens to that group. So I think it's going to happen that tonight for Remington. And John Tortorella is the right guy to be in charge in Philadelphia playing against Washington. He wants to finish the season on a high note. He wants something good for his players. So they're going to be coming hard against the Capitals. So I'm hoping to get a little help from them. And then we have a chance to be in the playoffs and get set for the New York Rangers. But it's been a good season. It's I guess, again, it's just I want to end life for these guys because they dedicate themselves on a very high level.
Paulie, enjoy that game tonight with Ken. Try and top last night and the game-winning goal in OT. I have the huge challenge. You and Ken to top and the team to top what they did and you guys did on the radio network last night.
That sounds like a good plan to me. Let's go that way.
All right. We love you, Paulie. Yeah, take care. Be safe, bud.
Take care.
Yeah, Paul Woods, Ken Kell. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Between Kayser, Figurski with the Griffins who are back in the AHL Calder Cup playoffs, and Ken Callan Woods and Daniels and Redmond, there are just, forget talent on the radio and on TV. They're just good dudes. They really are and well-respected. We do have our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day. Will the Wings take care of business tonight and win in Montreal? And will Philly beat Washington and the Wings with a triumphant return to the Stanley Cup playoffs? You can answer that question at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also you can drop your comments 24/7 on the Roast Umber Coffee text chain. Just text the word HUGE to 21000 and drop your huge opinions any time of the day.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
We played for the thrill, that rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
It is a Tuesday broadcast presented by the incredible Soarin' Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Book your getaway today at SoarinEagleCasino.com. It did just go final in Detroit. The Tigers rally late again. They beat the Rangers 4-2. They're playing afternoon games today, tomorrow, and Thursday. 4-2 is the final from the Motor City. Tigers come up with 2 in the bottom of the 8th. Well done. Only had 5 hits. Found a way to win. Carpenter was 2 for 3. Urshela won for 4. Parker Meadows 0 for 3. He's hitting .056. That dude has to be off to AAA soon. Casey Mize, 6 innings pitch, 5 hits, 2 runs, a bullpen. Allowed only one hit. The final 3 innings, well done with Lang, Chafin, and Foley. Nice win, 4-2 over the Rangers. Actually, Tigers had great pitching the last 2 nights, and so far they split the series with 2 afternoon games coming up Wednesday, Thursday in Detroit. Remember, if you want to save 15% off select Tigers game tickets, April and May, go to tigers.com/huge show. That's tigers.com/huge show. And also text Tigers to 21,000. Just have to do it once and you'll be in the weekly drawing for Tigers tickets to games through May. Let's go talk about Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. The fun governor, Tim McCullough, is standing by. How you doing, Timmy?
Man, I'm living the dream. I'll tell you what, I'm not a Detroit Tiger, but I am a fan, and congratulations to them. Great reporting, Bill.
Thank you for that update, and let's go back to the booth and Tim McCullough, who's standing by at the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub at Soaring Eagle. What's going on at Soaring Eagle right now?
I'm 43rd year in gaming anniversary right here at Soaring Eagle. That's impressive in any stack category, if you ask me. So 3 to 9 p.m., we're celebrating in April, Fridays. You can win your share of over $70,000 in cash and premium play. So make sure you come out and be part of that. At 10 p.m., one lucky winner will receive $4,300 in cash. And additionally, at 10 p.m. on August 26th, a lucky Players Club member will receive a grand prize of $43,000 in cash. So make sure you come out Fridays here at Soaring Eagle and get some of that cash. I'm trying to give it away. Give it away. Give it away now. And then Saturday's Cadillac giveaway here at Soaring Eagle from 5 to 10 p.m. Two lucky guests will win $1,000 in premium play and 500 grand prize bonus entries every hour. Then in April 27th, at 10 p.m., two lucky winners will drive away with that Cadillac 2024. So make sure you come win a Cadillac. We're giving 2 of them away. April 27th, that's a date. Put it on your calendar. We'll see everybody here. And then, of course, the shows, Bill. They just keep getting better and better. Of course, our murder mystery, Zombie Love, happening this Thursday in our ballroom. So make sure you come out and be part of Zombie Love. It's a great date night dinner, murder mystery. It's a lot of fun. It starts at 8 p.m. And then we have Sticks in the House Friday and Saturday. That's May 3rd and 4th. 2 shows, Sticks. So make sure you come on, check that out. Tacos and Tequila, May 11th. If you like Santana, we got a great tribute band for you. All the drinks, all the food. It's going to be a lot of fun, so make sure you get tickets to come on out and be part of that. Motley Crue, June 23rd, outdoors, part of our summer concert series. Miranda Lambert, July 6th, just announced. Miranda Lambert will be in the house. And then Offspring with special guests Simple Plan and Hoobastank, July 26th. Everybody in the car right now is going, Hoobastank. Leonard Skinner, ZZ Top, Sharp Dressed Man, Simple Man Tour, August 9th. Jason Aldean will be in the house August 16th, part of that outdoor summer concert series. Keith Urban with Morgan Wade as special guest, August 24th. Blake Shelton and Chase Beckham, September 7th. Chase Beckham, number one song in country music right now. Tom Segura, August 20th, bringing the funny to our stage. Bare Naked Ladies will be here November 8th. December 20th, Aaron Lewis, we got you covered. We got entertainment, and we love being part of your show, Bill. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Tim McCullough, the fun governor. By the way, go to SoaringEagleCasino.com. All the shows, tickets, promotions, giveaways, celebrating the 43rd gaming anniversary. Also book your hotel room and more at SoaringEagleCasino.com. Download that Eagle Casino and Sportsbook app to get in on the action with your favorite games and teams. And also, if you're listening on 100.9 FM, the Mitt in the Midland Bay City, Saginaw area, the Saginaw Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel in Standish, Michigan is there for you. Timmy, we'll talk in 7 days.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great day.
All right, Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. A reminder, on Thursday, April 25th, a huge show, along with Bull Rush Sports, NFL PA certified agent David Gregory, Marty Boer in the Michigan Sports Network, and our presenting sponsors, Coppercraft Distillery, Dorn Mayhew, and also the Tullymore Golf Resort. We'll have our 313 draft bash at the world-famous Caucus Club in downtown Detroit. Private party will be giving out VIP bracelets. Be listening to the Huge Show over the next 10 days for your chance to win.
Big, bad, huge.